Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I certainly won't go through the detail again, but today Robert Wilson Reed, 71-year-old bus driver, who pleaded guilty to negligent driving occasioning death. That was the charge. Got a 12-month good behaviour bond and lost his licence for 12 months. But this is all around Christine Mulholland, 52-year-old woman, and we still certainly remember the 29th of January when we started to get the reports coming in, and it was awful. It was absolutely terrible. Today, hopefully, there's some kind of closure that this case is now finished. But obviously, for many people and for the people that loved Christine Mulholland, it goes on and on. Her husband, Bruce Gentle, is good enough to join me on the phone. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Justin.
How you going?
Hanging in there.
We can only guess how unbelievably tough the last year has been. Did this decision today, did it bring anything for you? I think the word closure is a bit of a silly word sometimes, but did it help today?
I don't think it was strong enough. I don't think the 12 months is what I was looking for.
Did you have any expectation? What did you think was going to happen?
I wasn't really sure. Things looked like they were going okay, but I didn't think he'd probably get jail. Even though I think in some ways I hoped he got a bit of jail. But I think 12 months good behaviour bond is just nothing, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I could go out in the street today and smack somebody in the face and I'd get 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he's run over somebody with a deadly weapon, you might as well call it, the bus, and killed them, and he gets a good behaviour bond. I just don't understand this.
Do you have a full understanding? And please, as I said, I wouldn't go through the detail with you, but do you have a full understanding now what happened that day?
Yeah. I didn't until Monday, being in court and listening to the police prosecutor.
That must have been awful, mate. That must have been terrible.
Yeah. I knew a lot of things that happened because I just got home from work and the policeman that was there was ringing me every half hour, letting me know what was going on, where she could have been going. They weren't sure at the time whether she was going to North Mead or whether she was going to Royal North Shore, whether she was going by ambulance or if she was going by helicopter, which they had on standby.
Yeah.
And then he just rang me and he said, mate, get to Royal North Shore as quick as you can. She's on her way.
Yeah.
So, I went down there as quick as I could And then I was listening to the radio on the way down, and I don't know who they interviewed, but they interviewed somebody, and they said, her legs are pretty bad. She's going to lose them for sure.
Oh, no.
I'm driving down Victoria Road, 5:30 in the afternoon, and I'm nearly on the other side of the road.
It must have just seemed like some ridiculous nightmare that you couldn't get yourself out of.
Exactly. And I mean, for her to survive and be put in a wheelchair for the rest of her life wasn't her, you know. I mean, she was always helping people, and she loved being around the dogs, you know.
Something that you had said today, and I wanted to ask you a bit more about it, because, you know, we can sort of, names can all just get thrown around and incidents can get thrown around and we forget them. But something I saw today that you said, which is, you wouldn't get anybody better than that. We were never separated. The only time we were separated was when we went to work. So we don't forget her. Well, tell me something good about her. You said that she was always thinking of other people first and always helping them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I used to go go-karting. I mean, I haven't go-karted since it's happened.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say that because I'd done one meeting and bent me axle and said, no, I'm coming home.
Right, yes.
And I had a chance of winning the title.
Oh, no.
And I just come home. I said, no.
Yeah.
Going home. So, but I mean, if you was at the go-kart track and somebody had an accident, and they had nobody to help them, she'd take their trolley and pick them up.
Yeah.
Didn't have to, but would. You know, if they were short of somebody being on the scale, she was down there. She was one of the first to put her hands up or go up and do the...
Just a good person. Just
exactly.
A good person to be around.
Yep.
I'm sorry that this good behaviour bond is not enough and that it feels like not enough to you. Do you think you're able to forgive... the driver, Robert Reed?
Not at this moment, I don't think, but maybe later on down the track. You know, I mean, her and I had quite a few plans. We bought some land up at Hill End with a house on it. We were going to move up there and breed greyhounds and race them. And I was I wasn't going to retire, but I was going to work 2 or 3 days a week. I'd organise somebody in Mudgee to give me 2 or 3 days a week work.
Yeah.
She wasn't going to retire, but she wasn't. But her boss said to her, look, we'll set you up at the farm and you can work from there. Because she was actually thinking about going from Hill End to Sydney and staying in Sydney 3 days a week and coming back home and spending 3 days at home and then going back to Sydney to work. That's what she was like. And he said, no, we'll set you up there and you can work from there. So that's just out the gate now. I can't stay up there. I stay one night and I've got to get out of the place. So
for that.
I'm going to have to sell it. And just to keep things going because she wanted to breed greyhounds and race them, I've bought 5 acres at Portland near Lithgow.
Yeah, for her.
Plans are going through with that now at the council. So hopefully, things will look up.
Bruce, not long after that, we did a walking broadcast to talk to people in the street, to talk to the police, the minister, looking at the buses and talking to the pedestrians, and you sort of see some crazy things around peak time. You know, is there anything that you think needs to change? I mean, we've got big buses and we've got a lot of people. I mean, have we got to change the way we do it?
I think they've just got to concentrate more. I mean, if people concentrated more on the road driving, there wouldn't be as many accidents.
Yeah.
And I mean, to see the photo where Christine was when he drove off, I don't know how he missed it.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know how. But, I don't know.
Bruce, thank you very much for talking to me. If there's anything that we can do for you, if there's something that you think we can do or something you think we can help with, please give us a call.
Thanks very much.
Bruce Gentle, his wife Christine Mulholland. The incident was January 29 last year, and Robert Wilson Reed, 71-year-old driver, he pleaded guilty, got a good behaviour bond and disqualified from driving for 12 months. I know that he will be going through his own personal hell, but Bruce is right. You pop somebody on the nose and you get 2 years in jail. And, you know, the love of his life is no longer with him and he gets a 12-month good behaviour bond.